to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go.
Regarding the Vista worker, AUSA advised not to bother him, just leave him parked there, get an idea on the car, and you might sort of keep an eye out for him. Over.
10-4, how about a search of his auto?
Negative.
10-4, thank you. Where's that, Pine Ridge A2? Pine Ridge A2. 10-4, contact with USA states that go ahead and let the individual go. Make sure you get an ID on him, both on himself and his vehicle, and just let him go and advise your units that he is in the area and possibly keep an eye on him. You understand?
Okay, down 4 now. Down 4.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, we're ready. CP to Bird's Eye. Contact 4184, I believe he's at RB1, and tell him to come into the CP and let me know if you get a hold of him. Over.
That's 10-4. Bird's Eye to signal 4184. Bird's Eye to RB1. Bird's Eye to RB1.
RB1, go ahead.
Can you determine if signal 4184 is there?
Stand 4.
Contact the CP.
Yeah, he's right here. He'll be in touch with you right now. CP 4184.
This is Bird's Eye. Can you contact CP? Is there a landline or anything there?
Negative. Not a secure line.
Okay, stand by, please. Is that a CP?
Yeah, go ahead. They want him to come in to CP. Over.
10-4. Bird's Eye to signal 4184. Can you return to CP? Signal 4184, can you go back to CP? Signal 4184, can you read this unit?
Yes, he said okay, he'll be on his way.
10-4. Bird's Eye to CP.
Go ahead, Bird's Eye.
He's on his way in.
Yeah, 4.
Bird's Eye to RB1. RB1. Got another signal for you. Signal 5471 is requested to, CIA agent that is at CP, and they are supposed to get together on a particular situation. Have you got 5471 there?
I don't know. We'll have to pull them again. We don't have the name sheet.
RB-1A to RB-1.
RB-1.
We have some more press people up here wanting to go through. Time was passed, didn't it?
Deadline is passed.
Okay, you want me to send them down to talk to you, or you want me to just turn them around here? Squealing and feedback in your receiver, advise them whoever is trying to call has a portable unit or a pocket mate or something like that close by to the transmitter, and they're causing that feedback and squeal, and tell them that you cannot read it. So separate the units that are close by that are causing that squeal. They can hear the squeal there too, so they'll know who it is.
RB-1A to 1, RB-1.
What?
5471, it is not up here.
10-4. RB-1 to Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
We can't locate 5471 up here.
10-4. Birds out of CP. Go ahead. RB-1 advised they cannot locate 5471.
CP, this is Aberdeen 35. Would you advise RB-2 that I'm approaching them now? Birdseye, advise RB-2 that I'm approaching. RB-2.
Birdseye to CP. Go ahead. Would you advise RB-2 that Aberdeen 35 is approaching their section?
Careful.
Birdseye, you should advise RB-2 that Aberdeen 35 is approaching RB-2. He does not have a strong enough radio.
Six-three, Birdseye.
Six-three.
Yeah,
63 at RB2. I copy transmission.
10-4.
2-4 to 6-3. 6-3, go.
We'll have unit 2-4 moving up in about 10 to number 2.
10-4.
889 to 2-4. Does that speaker sound better now?
2-4 is 10-4. RB1A to RB1. RB1.
Yeah, we got a little situation here. I have a one car that is two ministers in, and they have a woman from Wounded Knee who has a number of weapons, and she wants to go in with these two ministers, get the weapons, and come back out. Secondly, there is a second car with this minister car, a number of women who have daughters in Wounded Knee, remember the militants who wish to go in there and come back out with their daughters. So since you fellas maybe have more information on this, I'll just let them come on down to you. The first car has a white handkerchief tied to the aerial, and the second car is a station wagon.
If this is the same unit that we had before, no go.
Yeah, I wasn't here before, but this car is a brown or maroon Chevrolet station wagon with women.
Well, they can come, but we turned some women back before. We let them get on the phone and make some calls. They had come from some distance, and they suppose they have a daughter or two in that area. But we can't let it.
16 to Burton, are you clear from that?
South. 10-4 on that maroon car. I'll let these ministers down and you can settle it on the weapons.
Red Bear, coming in from Rose. TCOM 295, and want permission to enter wounded knee. Right? Crow Dog is AIM Medicine Man. Period. Permission denied. Period. Over.
10-4, now this, they want to enter or leave wounded knee?
No, they're coming to wounded knee. They'd like to enter wounded knee, but we're not going to let them.
That's 10-4, CP. Bird's eye to RB1.
RB1, go ahead.
We have a message for you from CP, Per Erickson, break. Two individuals, Henry Crow Dog and Christine Red Bear, coming in from Rosebud, break. Driving a 1967 white Plymouth bearing Nebraska license, 21 TCOM 295, break. They want to enter wounded knee, break. Pro Dog is an AIM medicine man, break. They are not, repeat, they are not allowed to enter wounded knee.
Could you repeat the two names again first, please?
10-4, first name, Henry Crow Dog, C-R-O-W-D-O-G. Second name, Christine Red Bear.
Ten-4, we will not hear.
10-4, someone has a mic open. I'm getting too near the receiver. That's affirmative one. We got it. We got it here. Should they arrive, we'll advise for information purposes.
24-63. 1801.
Reverend Ruhlhauer is on his way down, and he has a woman in there with him, and she wants to go in and get some rifles out, which are in there now. She's a resident.
Okay, send it down something.
There they are.
MP63 to CP. MP63 to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
How do you hear me, Bird's Eye?
5x5.
Same. Apparently, I don't have that with CP.
10-4.
4-3, Bird's Eye.
Out there that causing a feedback too close to your other radio.
Ivy 1-2 Birdseye, can you hear me now?
That's 10-4.
We'll send someone in right shortly with what evaluation we can give. Rather tenuous.
That's 10-4. Birdseye to CP.
CP.
The SAC at RB1 advised that they will send in what evaluation they can within a very short time.
10-4, I want that right away.
That's 10-4, I believe he'll be doing it as quickly as possible.
RB1A to Birdseye.
Birdseye go, 1A.
Any kind of a decision from CP on these two women who want to bring in the food and blankets and bandages?
Standby 1, they haven't told us anything, but we'll check. Standby. Birdseye to CP.
CP.
Any word on these two women and their request to enter?
They're not within the rules of entering. If they got somebody down there who needs some medical attention, they ought to try and get the people out.
In other words, don't let them enter.
Now, without the permission of Mr. Erickson or someone of that stature, we can't authorize it here.
10-4, thank you. Where's that RB1A?
10-4, we copy.
All right. Instructions. All right, 10-4.
RB1A to RB1.
CP, this is Aberdeen 35. I think the button was stuck on this portable or something a moment ago. Is everything okay now?
CP, heard that?
Yeah, was my unit causing some trouble just a moment ago? I think a button was stuck here or something, and I didn't recognize it until I heard somebody come on.
Negative, if it was, I couldn't hear it. I have a message for you.
Now go ahead.
Pass on to RB1 that the U.S. Marshals have dispatched an ambulance, and they're going to come to RB1 and pick up that little girl and the nurse that is having convulsions. Over.
10-4, I'll do it right away.
Birdseye, this is Aberdeen 3-5. The little girl with the convulsions up from Anderson is on his way into the hospital now. They should be at the junction of Wounded Knee and 18, and they're coming in a blue car right now.
That's a negative. We got something else going right now. Just as soon as I finish that, I'll get on it, all right?